Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. And I certainly hope that this podcast finds you in good health and secure. This is a very short letter. It's actually not an entire letter. It's a fragment of a letter. But I think we can derive some of Nichiren's wisdom out of it. It's called The Properties of Rice. We don't know what it may have been actually titled because it's the forward part of the letter that's missing. And I'm not sure if this fragment, it sounds like it's near the closing of a letter. He's talking about propagation, about the Bodhisattva way. But he's using rice as, it's one of the devices of the expedient means that are as stories in the sutra of the relics of the Buddha becoming rice as a nurturing thing. And Nichiren has talked several times, not a lot, about propagation, about shoju versus shakabuku, and how one has to have the wisdom to choose which one is more appropriate. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes not so obvious. But there's also an aspect of propagation that very, very few words have been attributed to in all of the Gosho that we've read about being cautious as to who one introduces to the Lotus Sutra. This kind of goes against most of his rhetoric, and that is that because he's talking about everyone in Japan and the situation in Japan, which is no different from today, other than we don't have competing Buddhist schools with erroneous views that we need to redress. We do have, though, a tremendous amount of fanaticism regarding politics and personal rights, identity politics, and religions that feed that cycle of superiority and inferiority and set up dualities, false dualities, to have warring factions. Gosh, it's in everything now, right? And so it may be that Shakabuku presents itself more often, but sometimes in a lot of volatility, a softer path is an exemplary path, is more attractive and will garner more attention. In a situation where everybody's just ready to take up arms, sometimes trying to break their beliefs is a setup for war. And Shakabuku shouldn't be that situation, right? A more subtle variation would be that some people, perhaps with sincere desire to learn, would learn about Myoho Renge Kyo, learn about the doctrines of Nichiren, learn about how Buddhists view the world, and still with their karma of avarice, and we live in the time of greed, anger, and stupidity, right? Anger against, again, I will remind you, is very manipulative, that kind of anger, an anger against humanity, if you will, that purports to, again, locate political advantage by manipulating, lying, and so on and so forth. It's very easy to be deceived by people who would have ulterior means in learning what we do about our practice so that they could turn it around on us as a vehicle for their, again, supremacy or taking advantage of us. If you spend too much time thinking about that, it'll just quell your practice, which you shouldn't do. This is why we should focus our practice on Daimoku and our relationship with our mandala and awakening our own Buddha mind. Because the more we awaken our Buddha mind, the more those choices and those types of people will be obvious to us, and we will make correct choices around them, right? So I think this is something that this letter touches on. Nitrin, it seems, was speaking to somebody who was a great supporter, who had a lot of resolve in the teachings of Myoho-ryo Geikyo and Nichiren's doctrine. You'll see as he closes this letter, although we don't get to the actual close, that he is honoring this person's ability to help progress the promulgation of Lotus Sutra. So it's a short one. Let's just read it. Again, the rice analogy in here, it's not fully defined, but I think you'll get the hint. So we start with the paragraph, "It is also this way with rice." So obviously we missed a whole lot of precursors to this. "While the rice itself is the same, rice that nourishes a slanderer of the law supports the life of one who destroys the seeds of Buddhahood, enabling him to become a more powerful enemy than ever." So in other words, these are perhaps other Buddhists, which is often the topic of discussion, who are eating, you know, getting rice from their followers and their supporters, and they're feeding on the same, you know, kernel of rice that I am and you are and Nichiren was, right? And his followers were. But in the case of those people that would squash Nichiren or the Lotus Sutra, it enables them to be stronger and healthy and therefore push their agenda, right? So this is what he's saying. "And yet does it not sustain his life so that he will in the end be won over to the Lotus Sutra?" Right, because there's always that potential, right? No matter how deluded, and even though educated in all of Buddhism, they have a deluded picture of the order of practice or their political agenda or whatever. They remain healthy and fed, even though their agenda is poison, to at some point awaken to the correct order of teachings and the Lotus Sutra, right? This is why our health is so important, because you never know in your life when a real awakening, a permanent awakening, will occur. We strive moment to moment to have this awakening of our Buddha mind, but it's hard to hang on to, right? And even those who haven't experienced that and are just following a political agenda, they have no idea that at some point they might have that aha moment that where they cast away or they see clearly how they've been wrong all this time, and with a very repentant spirit, right, a redressing of their efforts, come to Myoho-ryo Geikyo, and with sometimes very strong resolve, because they understand the nature of their error, right? We have to give the opportunity for that to happen. Doesn't mean it's up to us to do it. But if we remain, as I often say, in shoju, as an example, as a stalwart of it's like this, without arguing, without trying to break people's patterns, they oftentimes will come to the truth themselves. And this is what Shakyamuni taught when he said that you should study all of Buddhism broadly and non-Buddhism, because ultimately the path will out. Your Buddhahood is there. What it takes to open it, only you know. Karma is very specific, right? "On the other hand," Nichiren continues, "rice that nourishes the votary of the Lotus Sutra must be rice of the utmost compassion, because it benefits all living beings." See, by our practice of Myoho-ryo Geikyo, not only are we awakening our own Buddha, but by doing so, we affect our environs. Ergo, also those that are misled. By example, by shoju, by take care, put the oxygen mask on you first, Only then can you help others. So with Buddhism, your sincere resolve, right? Single-mindedly willing your Buddha forward is at the very same time affecting your environment, influencing your environs. Shoju. This is what is meant by the Buddha's relics turning into rice, right? It's not about his bones turning into food. It's his influence becoming the food of Buddhahood for others. I cannot express my joy at your having sent a messenger all the way here at such a time. Can it be that Shakyamuni Buddha or the Bodhisattvas of the earth have taken possession of your body? And this is, again, that illusion that I always talk about, personification, how we embody the traits of this or that bodhisattva, this or that teacher, this or that teaching, right? This is the manner of teaching in Buddhism. I entrust you with the propagation of Buddhism in your province. So this is what I was saying earlier. This is a rather important thing for Nichiren to respect this, whoever he wrote this letter to, as a very strong supporter, a very educated supporter, or knowledgeable, I'll say, rather than educated. It is stated that, quote, the seeds of Buddhahood sprout as a result of conditions. For this reason, they preach the single vehicle, end quote. If Jibubo, Shimotsukebo, or the others should arrive, to me, Nichiren, I will send them without delay to you. And if you have an opportunity to see Matsuno, please carefully explain what I've said. So that's the end of this fragment. And it would seem as though Nichiren was giving advice and support, because he's about to send a couple of his senior disciples who are due to visit him, and he will dispatch them to this person and his area to help in propagation. So there may be some debates coming with these other sects who are, by all indications of this letter, well-fed, but nonetheless are scholars of other sects that they will debate and roundly. There's constant history of the Nichirenists who debate at the time, just like with Tendai, who just destroy these other sects because they don't follow the sutras. If you follow the sutras, if you follow what Shakyamuni taught, the path to Myoho Rengekyo is just exceedingly obvious. But these other sects rely on outside documents and outside words that don't agree with the Shakyamuni's own teachings, or the sutras, the written record of Shakyamuni's teachings. And so they go against all the scholarship that produced them by introducing something from outside of it for political agendas and other means that just fall apart when they're seen by scholars of the lineage of the entire sutras and commentaries all the way back to Shakyamuni, right? Shakyamuni's time. So it's a very obvious train of thought that runs through all of them, from Nagarjuna up to Nichiren, right? And before Nagarjuna, but you know, that's the oldest one I can think of right now. or Ananda, if you will. So, an interesting reminder that staying the course, determination, is again just a tremendous part of our practice. Also, conversely, reminding us that it's not easy, because there's a lot of powerful influences around us, and it's not because they're all ignorant of Buddhism. It's just their agendas, which we can only peek at because We're human. We hold a lot of cards in, but when we attack, we show a lot of our cards, and so it's important not to attack, but only to respond or just hold firm. Namo myoho rengekyo. Please take care of your health. Be kind to one another, and we'll see you in the next one. Okay. Take care. Hey, thank you for being here. Did you know there's a third way you can help support this channel? And it won't cost you a cent. Yep, if you are not able to be a patron on Patreon or use the PayPal me at .com at Sifu Sylvain because you don't have the financial fortune to help support this channel right now, you, as I say, always support this channel by watching. But you can also help us grow so that maybe one day we can get over 10,000 subscribers and YouTube will grace us with monetization. It's not a lot, but if you can make sure you're subscribed and share a video, like a simple one, just go into the search criteria and type monk and you'll have a video that'll come up that's been up for years about what is a monk. You know, it's called monk, who, how, where, something like that. That might be a great introduction to somebody who doesn't understand what a monk is to begin with. It's a tool. Use this channel as a tool to help you with your bodhisattva practice and share a video to somebody who you think, oh, I know somebody who'll benefit from watching this. And in that way, you can help us grow. And that's a really good way to help your practice along as well. So just wanted to drop that in on you, in case that's something that you might find useful. Take care of yourself again, and I'll see you soon. Bye.